and welcome to League of Casters, where we go over all things nerdy for your convenience and entertainment.
And now the slightly less than epic conclusion.
Okay, I have one for you.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't expect this.
I know.
I'm going to have to stop the recording. This is all getting out of control.
I'm taking control of this podcast.
I am taking control!
Okay. Anyway. Are you ready?
Quiz. Sort of, I guess.
The Grinch is as cuddly as a... By the way, this is Christmas songs.
Mr. Grinch, you're a mean one.
Yes, he's as cuddly Mr. as Grinch. A...
Oh, you fill in the blank. Is it Seasick Crocodile?
No.
What? Is it multiple choice? Is it a multiple choice quiz? Give me the answers, come on.
No, it is not. If you would like a multiple choice quiz, I can find a different one.
Yeah.
Okay. So
what was the answer, though?
He's as cuddly as a cactus.
A cactus?
You're as cuddly as a cactus and as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
I just realized all these things are green. Like an eel, a cactus, a crocodile who's seasick.
Because
like alligators are like gray and brown. They're not green. So
you have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile.
Okay.
Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole.
That is a little offensive. I mean, he's not
2015,
that
the year where everyone was offended by absolutely everything.
Yep. Let's see what 2016 will bring.
Woo!
Anyway, so do you have a quiz?
My browser basically... It just stopped working for a little bit. I had to redo it.
You use Internet Explorer, don't you?
No, I use Google Chrome.
Oh, gosh. Firefox. Use Firefox.
Why?
Because it's better than everything
Firefox
else.
Firefox is actually really weird on my computer.
Mozilla is just great.
Well, it's really... Firefox is really weird on our computers for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. If we have more than 3 windows open at a time, it crashes.
Mm. Even on, like, your good computers? Because I know your desktop ain't the best. No offense.
My laptop?
No, not your laptop. Your tower PC.
My tower PC?
Your desktop. Yeah. The one that's
they're
on
old.
The shelf.
They are old, but they're not, like, that old. Like,
no, but I mean, it's not the best.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying.
Well, if it was the best, then I would be, like, Bill Gates or whatever. I don't think I can afford the best.
No, it's not the best, but I can't say it's not the worst.
Okay, we're really going on a tangent right now.
Yeah, can you just get it close?
Okay, just a second.
Oh, man. I've taken to looking at Lego's Christmas offers.
Wow.
Hey, Lego is like the best thing.
Okay, what is up? It's like ever. Not loading.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
it
they have Ultra Agent stuff out. What? Oh my gosh, this looks amazing. Oh no.
Yeah, I give up. Looking for.
Seriously?
Yeah, give me another one, and I'll try to find. I'll try to find one.
Fine. Let's see. Movie quiz. Shoot your eye out. I feel like the website that I'm on is like really old. Because, like, it just... No, 2015. Okay, it's just...
It's just really low tech.
It just doesn't have a good budget.
Yep.
Much like this podcast.
Hmm.
A little bit self-confident.
This is literally no budget podcast.
Hey. I spent maybe a dollar on it, okay?
Wow. A whole dollar.
Maybe a little bit more than a dollar.
Oh, I see. It was the website that wasn't loading, not the actual thing itself.
Oh.
Okay. I have one for you.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
How many laws are after the fa in Deck the Hall?
How many what?
How many laws are there or after laws. The fa laws. And deck okay. the halls?
Okay. Fa la fa la 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 la. I count eight.
Okay. That is one of the choices.
Yay!
How many geese are lying in the 12... Or how many geese are laying in the 12 days of Christmas?
I want to say six.
Six is one of the options.
Six geese are laying five golden rings.
How many times does Santa check his list before he comes to town?
Twice. He should probably check it more often. There's a lot of kids, you know.
I know. Eh, whatever.
Also, does he deliver to, like, countries like India and various parts of Europe and, like, Africa?
I would and think Australia? So,
because the natives don't have Christmas.
I think he would, but he would just do it under the guise of their religious holiday.
Is he just white? Is he just, like, a pure whites only sort
of so he's racist.
Sort of dude. Hey, that's... You know.
No, I...
These are possibilities you gotta think of.
He gives it to black kids and stuff like that, too. It's not like...
Okay, is he just, like, only pro-Western culture, then?
No, I think it's that only Western culture is pro-him.
Okay, that kind of makes sense.
Okay, anyway,
sorry, what was continuing. The next question? What was the next question?
What wouldn't the other reindeer let Rudolph do?
Play any reindeer games.
Yeah.
No Call of Duty... No Civ. They just wouldn't let
no
him.
No Halo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't have a high enough gamer score.
Mm-hmm.
Need to get those cheeves, Rudolph.
Sorry, anyway. Rudolph, you're not a gamer.
Get out.
Okay.
Anyway.
What is Frosty's nose made of?
A carrot.
Correct.
It's a complex collection it's, of...
That's incorrect.
A carrot.
A corn
oh, no,
cob pipe and a button nose.
A button?
Yeah.
That nobody... The Christmas cartoons don't have a button. I don't think he even has a nose. I'm going to look this up. Hang on.
No, he does. It's just black.
Google. And...
Okay, how many horses are pulling Frosty the sleigh in the song Jingle Bells?
One horse open sleigh.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't a button. It's red.
Like there the are red Frosty buttons. Cartoon.
But it doesn't have like any holes in it to be a button. It's just
there are
a
buttons
red ball.
Without holes in them. Like you know the vest that I gave you.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That doesn't have holes in it.
So, but it's just it looks like a clown thing.
Eh, whatever. Okay.
This is ridiculous.
Where was Mommy kissing Santa Claus?
What are the options?
Beside the Christmas tree, near the chimney, or under the mistletoe?
In a dark alley. No. That was a question on another quiz. Anyway, I looked at earlier. It was under the mistletoe. Yeah, it was under the mistletoe.
Underneath the mistletoe last night. What does Feliz Navidad mean?
Feliz Navidad. What are the options?
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, or Best Wishes?
I want to say Happy New Year.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is another name for the song O Tannenbaum?
I don't know. O Tannenbaum.
You don't know?
No, I don't.
It's German. You should know.
I don't know German.
You are German.
I'm American. I have German blood.
Merkin.
I don't know. What is it?
Okay, the options are O Christmas Time, O Christmas Tree, or Oh Happy Season.
Oh Happy Season. Really? Oh Happy... Okay. That's just weird.
Which one?
Okay. Alright. What was the next one?
Well, which one is it?
I don't know.
Well, hello everyone, and we're back. Sorry, I had to move locations really quick because everyone was coming home and wanted their rooms back because theirs are a bit more silent and better acoustics than my room currently. Anyway, so Gaspar, Sage is singing. Where are
time.
We? Where are we?
Sage of time. Okay. Anyway, we are two more questions. You still need to answer the Otannenbaum. What does it mean?
What were the answers again?
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas time, or oh, happy season.
Otannenbaum. I want to say it's happy season.
Use your German blood. You're wrong.
Okay, fine. Anyway,
oh, Christmas tree.
It is.
Yeah.
Bomb.
Oh, Tannenbaum. Oh, Tannenbaum.
I'm used to Mora being like forest. But let's move on.
Okay. As you finish singing, we wish you a Merry Christmas. What dessert do you ask for?
What?
As you finish singing, we wish you a Merry Christmas. What dessert do you ask for?
What are the options?
Plum pudding, trifle, or trifle, or whatever, and figgy pudding.
Figgy? This is archaic.
Wow. But...
it's a little... okay, figgy pudding. Figgy pudding. Plum pudding, figgy pudding, and then truffles?
Trifle, it's T-R-I-F-L-E.
Okay. Let's just say trifles. Triffles. Probably triffles.
It's figgy pudding.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, how many did I get right or wrong?
Here, just a second, let me check.
Yeah.
You got six right.
Six? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Slightly on par. What were the ones I missed?
Just a second, let me check. You missed... if it'll let me... it won't tell me. Oh, well.
Really?
But, yeah, I think I told you, though. Okay, I gotta go.
A few of them. You do? All right.
Yeah.
This has been Sage of Singing, Sage of Time... Gaspar, he goes by many names.
Farewell.
He's a mysterious man, mysterious stranger. But he's got to go now.
Happy holidays.
So, goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Sage, thank you for joining the show.
Merry Christmas.
Farewell.
Contrary to popular belief, lightsaber colors are not random. Each lightsaber color has a distinct meaning behind it. So in celebration of the release of Star Wars The Force Awakens, I'm going to go over every lightsaber color and their meanings. Disclaimer: many of the colors that are about to be explained are part of the Expanded Universe, or the EU, which has now been confirmed as non-canon. But even though these colors aren't quote-unquote canon, they are still under the Star Wars banner and will be included. Let's start with the most common lightsaber colors: blue, green, and red. Blue. Blue lightsaber colors belong to the Jedi Guardian class. The Jedi Guardians are very talented saber wielders, however, are not quick to violence due to the Jedi Code. Despite this, though, a Jedi Guardian will not hesitate to use force when necessary. They focus mainly on protecting the innocent and helpless, hence the name Guardian. They have a more physical view of the Force than some other Jedi classes, and demonstrate this mindset by focusing more on saber-wielding skill than Force-wielding skill. Guardians are arguably the greatest saber duelists in the Jedi Order. Famous users: Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin Skywalker, Luke Skywalker, and Ki-Adi Mundi. Green. Green lightsabers belong to the Jedi Consular class. Unlike the Jedi Guardian, Jedi Consulars prioritize honing their Force powers above lightsaber combat. But although they often focus more on the Force, many Jedi Consulars were noted as some of the best duelists in the Order. A Consular's purpose was to discover the many mysteries of the Force. They often utilize meditation not just as a method of discovering the truth, but also in battle. Battle meditation, as it was called, was a common practice among Jedi Consulars, and served to boost the battle prowess of the user. Consulars also focused on diplomacy, They saw diplomacy as the answer to conflict, as opposed to violence. I actually feel that Obi-Wan should have been a consular rather than a guardian because of this aspect, but I don't make the canon. Famous users: Master Yoda, Qui-Gon Jinn, Luke Skywalker, Ahsoka Tano, Kit Fisto, and Luminara Unduli. Red. Red lightsabers are almost exclusively wielded by Sith or Dark Jedi. The reason this is because most crystals that give lightsabers their distinct colors grow on the planet Ilum. Ilum is controlled by the Jedi Order, and so Sith have no access to it. To solve this problem, they came up with a way of artificially growing lightsaber crystals. The only issue is they can only grow them in the color red. The red crystals are filled with dark side energy and can, on extremely rare occasions, cause an opponent's lightsaber to break. Although there are different Sith classes, each uses a red lightsaber. There are actually a few Jedi who use red lightsabers, Leia Organa Solo, for example. Turns out she's Force-sensitive. Well, until they decided that the expanded universe is no longer canon. I'm still upset about that, by the way. Anyway, famous users: Darth Vader, Darth Sidious, Darth Maul, and the Dark Jedi, Asajj Ventress, Jarek, and Galen Merrick, otherwise known as Starkiller. Now let's go over a few of the less common lightsaber colors. First up, purple. Purple lightsabers are also under the Jedi Guardian class. This color of lightsaber is rare, though, due to the fact that the type of crystal used for these lightsabers, hurricane crystals, are not found on Ilum. Users of a purple lightsaber tend to use both light and dark side force powers in their combat. They fight with more aggression than some of their counterparts. From what I can tell, they favor Form 7 of lightsaber combat, Juyo. Juyo is nicknamed the Ferocity Form because it is all offense and no defense. It is the most powerful form of lightsaber combat, and this parallels the purple saber well. Famous users: Mace Windu, Jaina Solo, Anakin Solo, and Mara Jade Skywalker. Yellow. Yellow lightsabers belong to the Sentinel class of the Jedi. The Jedi Sentinels are basically the equivalent of spies. Their main focus is the use of espionage to seek out and destroy seeds of the dark side around the galaxy. Due to their secretive nature, many Jedi in the Order are completely unaware of their existence. On the other hand, some of their appearances are completely out in the open. For example, in the Clone Wars animated series, the Sentinels are seen in the background as the guards of the Jedi Temple. This is because security is also one of their duties. Sentinels take aspects of both Guardians and Consulars and blend them together, then add a few other abilities. They're sort of a jack-of-all-trades class. Famous users: Plo Koon, and Mika Gyat. Orange. Orange also belongs to the Sentinel class, but they focus more on negotiation than espionage. Famous users: Plo Koon again. He had a lot of lightsabers. Bronze. The bronze lightsaber has had only two appearances in all of the known Star Wars lore. It seems to represent strength, but there is no real way to prove that due to its limited appearances. Famous users: Lo Baca and Freedon Nad. Gold. Yet another rare lightsaber color. The gold lightsaber tends to be wielded by Jedi who have a strong connection to the light side of the Force. Famous users include, but are not limited to, Q-Ron. Silver. Silver lightsabers are usually used by Jedi who are very calm and collected. They have a very strong focus on the living Force as well. And based on past users, it could be linked to those who teach, but that's just my speculation. Famous users: Tara Sinube, Ahsoka Tano, and Corran Horn. However, there is some debate as to whether Corran had a silver or blue lightsaber. The last two colors are basically just speculation at this point. I will give the general consensus I've seen in the Star Wars fandom, and if you would like to research it for yourself and find a different answer, go right ahead. White. White sabers have only been wielded by the Imperial Knights from the Star Wars Legacy series. The general consensus I've seen around the internet is that the white lightsaber belongs to those who are completely devoted to a specific cause, that it shapes their view on the Force itself. And finally, black. Black is arguably one of the rarest lightsaber colors out there. The reason this is so is because on top of having only one recorded appearance, it was stated in that appearance that it is an ancient color, which means that its crystal probably doesn't even grow anymore. The general consensus is that the black saber is wielded by someone completely focused and obsessed with themselves. I'm not quite sure I agree with this, however, due to the fact that the dark saber, as it's called, came from a Jedi temple, and selfishness is against the Jedi code, but hey, I don't have any better ideas. Famous users, the Mandalorian Death Watch leader, Prey Vizsla. So there you have it, every lightsaber color and the meanings behind them. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions about anything, please don't hesitate to send us an email at leagueoftheslayer@gmail.com. Thanks so much. This is Sage of Singing, signing off.
What? What is this doing out? I said it'd come out on the 26th. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. I know that I said this would be out tomorrow, but I went ahead and was like, you know what? I'll put it out on Christmas for everyone. I'm just gonna tack this onto the end to say I really do wish you all very Merry Christmas, a wonderful New Year. Spend time with your family, spend time with your friends, just relax and look back on everything that you've done this year, and just be merry, be joyful. In our world, it's too hard to get that sometimes. I'm no stranger to that. That's another story. I definitely want you guys to start emailing in. I want to hear from you. I know there's listeners out there, alright? Because I get statistics from Podomatic, who's my host for the podcast. And I get statistics on people who visit, download, or play the podcast. So I know you're out there. So email in. Come on, guys. I'll read it out. It'll be really funny, probably. I just wanted to make a personal message for you guys. Tack on to the end. This is all one take. That's why I've said a lot of guff, and it's already pushing 2 minutes, and, this is what I'm gonna do. This is me talking from the, close to the bottom of my heart. Not at the bottom. It's reserved for a very select few people. But Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a blessed 2016. I'm going to be making a lot of content as far as podcasts go. A few select projects for the YouTube channel to look forward to in June. And as well, probably fall as well. Those are two things that I definitely know I'm going to do. So, subscribe. To the YouTube channel and as well to the podcast. You can always email me with any questions, any funny stories, any ideas, anything you might want to see on the show. Just email me. I'll read them out or I'll answer them in private if you'd rather me do that. Please tell me in the email if you said, oh, I don't want this read out, I just want your opinion on this. So go ahead and do that, please. And I hope your new year will be as wonderful as I'm hoping it will be. Alright, talk to you guys later. Goodbye.